Thousands of North Carolina teachers are on the streets of Raleigh right now to call for higher pay and more resources for their students. The march is part of a wave of educator-led activism across the nation to protest federal and state-level education budget cuts. And as we take air at noon today, there they are. And there is Liz Schlemmer as well, WUNC education policy reporter. And she joins us from Raleigh. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And as they say, we're on live at noon, and that is right now for most of our listeners. Tell us what the scene is like in Raleigh.
Well, downtown Raleigh was just swarming with teachers in red shirts. They came by the busload. Organizers say they're expecting at least 20,000 educators from more than 40 different counties. And teachers out there are energized. They're excited to see how many came to come out and support them. And there's a real sense of solidarity among them. And right now they're just filling the legislative building.
Teachers emphasize this is not a strike. It is a rally. Tell us about that. How is it they got out? Why aren't they in school today?
Well, it's not a strike because they're not unionized. They don't have collective bargaining power in North Carolina. Instead, they chose to use their own personal days, and many districts ended up closing because they reached a critical mass of so many teachers requesting the day off that they weren't able to support that with their subs and decided to close. So they did it on their own time.
Tell us what they're asking for.
First and foremost, teachers are saying that they want more resources and funding for their students. North Carolina ranks 39th in per-student spending nationally. Teachers also want to see pay raises, but beyond that, they're also asking for building improvements and more supplies. And they want to see some initiatives that have been eliminated in the past decade restored, things like incentives for master's pay and more teachers' assistance and support positions restored.
You are among the teachers today. What kind of stories are they telling you?
Well, I talked to one teacher assistant who said she was from Alamance Burlington Schools, and she said that her position had been cut three times, and each time the school asked her to come back later when they found the funding, but that she's now doing the work of four positions for one. And then she also said as a parent that, you know, she didn't want to see her child being taught in a trailer or using 15-year-old textbooks. So she was kind of speaking from both sides there.
Yeah, that taught in the trailer talks about another one of the concerns of teachers, which is the number of temporary buildings. In other words, there are capital costs that have gone unspent, capital needs that have gone unmet. And I know that's part of it. Yesterday, state legislative leaders held a news conference, and they talked about teacher raises. Tell us what they said.
Well, House Speaker Tim Moore and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger said that they've agreed to at least a 6.2% salary increase for teachers this year. I went out, I asked a few teachers who were walking around the hallways here today what they thought of that, and they said they hadn't heard of it yet, and also that they'll believe it when they see it.
We talked about the number of teachers who were out, school districts that had to close, and teachers were under fire from some quarters about leaving the classrooms. What happens, especially because schools often provide meals and after school care and that sort of thing, can you give us a sense of what kind of resources might be in place for students around the state?
Well, many schools, as well as nonprofits, are trying to pick up that need and providing lunches, things like box lunches, bag lunches, for students who usually depend on the federal lunch program. And there are also, you know, child care services going on across the state, picked up both, you know, largely by local organizations who are also supporting the teachers in this.
All right, give us a sense of what we can expect for the rest of the day.
Well, right now, teachers are in the galleries above the General Assembly, and later this afternoon, those that can are going to try to make appointments with their own representatives to talk about their concerns. And then later this afternoon, they will move back out onto Bicentennial Plaza and have what they're calling a rally for respect. And then at the end of the day, they'll get back on their buses and go back to school tomorrow.
All right, Liz, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Liz Schlemmer is WUNC's education policy reporter. She joins us from Raleigh. Just ahead, we're going to hear from a third grade teacher from Guilford County who is at the rally as well. We'll talk with her on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.